their abstinence. Sweetie, keep yourself. Young man, keep yourself until you find that one. Oh, my wife and I got married, and we said, oh, if we could just go back. See, if we could, we said if we could just rewind the hands of time and do it the way God wanted done, oh, how beautiful it could be. Not trying to bring nobody under condemnation, but I'm telling you, learn from this moment forward. And the reason I'm telling you, because the homemonger, the fornicator, and the adulterer, God will judge. What are we going to look at this morning? How God feels about sex in marriage. How does God feel about sex in marriage? God endorses his delight. Say that with me. How God feels about sex in marriage. He endorses his delight. Do y'all know what it means to endorse? It means I give you my stamp of approval. Can I get a witness? That's what it means to endorse. God says, hey, when it comes to marriage and it comes to sex, God said, I sanctify it, have at it. Well, let's read our text here. How does God feel about sex and marriage? He endorses his delight. On our screen it says, sex is for husband and what? Wife only. If a man or woman cannot respect your decision, then he or she isn't worth your time. See, too often, because I'm gonna save that. I got that in my notes for later. Because, you know, he'll walk up to you and tell you, if you really love me, see, if you really love me, see, you, no, if you really love me, you wouldn't ask me to compromise myself. Say safe sex. God endorses his delight. Let's read our text here. Marriage is honorable in what? All. And the bed what? Can we stop right there and talk about that? God says, Sharon, husband and wife, here is the bedroom. I take a velvet rope and I put it around your bed and I say to the husband and wife, I sanctify, I endorse, have fun. Can I get a witness? That's what God said. God said the marriage bed is undefiled. Between the husband and wife. Y'all remember, I got to always say this now. I got to always go back. Driving without a license and having sex without a license, both are illegal. You might could drive good. But if you don't have a driver's license, you are on the road illegal. Amen? And the same thing with sex. If you don't have a ring and a license, it's illegal. It's illegal. Say the dating game. The brother trying to tell you, because see, let me tell you what about us old saints. The old saints, when we get in God's word and we begin to see what God intended, it breaks our heart that we didn't hold out. It breaks our heart. See, the thing is, this is Erica, because many times we don't understand God's holiness. See, when you understand God's holiness and you realize you've done something that he did not want you to do, it causes you to be ashamed. See, that's why people are not disturbed. It's because they don't understand the holiness of God. See, when you understand God's holiness, I don't care if it was one time you did it, two times, or 20 times, you feel shame because you know that you broke God's heart. And you say, if I could just go back and do it the right way, I would. I can't, but from this moment forward, I'm going to try to walk with Jesus. How does God feel about sex? He endorses his delight. Marriage is God's method for safe sex. Not only does God endorses his delight, but watch this now. God encourages sex as our duties. Some of y'all missed that now. Now, number one, God endorses his delight. He said the marriage bed is undefiled. Have at it as husband and wife. But not only God endorses it as his delight, but he encourages it as our duties. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We're going to let our fingers do the walking. Say safe sex. Oh, boy. Put your seatbelts on. Because some people try to use sex as a weapon in the bedroom. You don't do what I say, the bedroom shut down. Oh, we might as well talk about it. I only got one shot. Got a headache all the time. I mean, they do got Excedrin. They do got Tylenol. Can I get a witness? Oh, man, y'all need to clap right there. I'm serious. And this ain't just for the brothers. This ain't just for the brothers. Can I get a witness? Some sisters don't like to be shortchanged either. 1 Corinthians 7. Not only does God endorse his delight, but God says sex and marriage is our duties. I'm trying to help you out before you get married, and I'm trying to help you out while you're married. We don't realize, and one of the downfalls, my wife and I talk about it all, especially married couples, one of the downfalls, many times they don't want to be intimate. That is a bonding mechanism that God understood needs to be with husband and wife. Oh, it's tight, and I'm about to put the Bible on it. Verse 1, y'all got 1 Corinthians 7? Yes. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, now they had some questions about sex. They wrote unto Paul, now Paul is writing them back. Can I get a witness? Yes. It is good for a man not to what? He's talking about in the realm of not being married. Can I get a witness? One of the reasons, not the ultimate reason, but one of the reasons God created marriage is so that we can have sex. Are y'all with me? Are y'all with me? Oh, y'all don't get bashful now. Don't get bashful now. You watch it all the time on your TV. Now, don't get bashful because we in the church talking about it. Maria, I'm trying to go on. Your pastor trying to go. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote, say duties. Yeah, we know paying the mortgage is part of our duties. Paying the light bill is part of the duties. We know all them things are part of it. But let me tell you something else. Sex is part of the duties. Verse 2. Nevertheless, to avoid what? To avoid fornication, to prevent from having sexual immorality, let every man have his what? Have his own wife. Have his own wife, and let every woman have a what? I am grateful that I have my own wife. She is grateful that she has her own husband. I am thankful that no woman can say, since I've been saved. Y'all missed that. I can tell you she'll be lying. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Because that's what God intended for it to be. One man with one woman. Say duties. God said, listen now. First point here, sex is the reason for marriage. Sex is one of the reasons for marriage. But sex is the responsibility of both parties in the marriage. That's read verse 3. Ooh, but y'all didn't know y'all gonna get this teaching this morning. Verse 3 said, let the husband render unto the what? Wife. Do what? Benevolence. And likewise also the wife unto the what? The Bible said, husbands, in the bedroom, take care of your wife. Wives, in the bedroom, take care of your husbands. I'm in the book, y'all. I'm not reading from Ebony. I'm not reading from Shakespeare. I'm reading from the B-I-B-L-E. It's in here. Verse 4. I'm going to come and fan y'all over there in a minute. Calm down. Let everybody hear the message. Amen. Verse 4. The wife have not power over her what? But the husband. And likewise also the husband have not power over his but the. You know what the scripture is saying here? The wife can't be talking about all the time, I got a headache. The husband can't be talking about, well, you know, they got me working these long hours. No. The wife body belongs to the husband just like the husband's body belongs to the wife. I'm trying to help some people. Can I get a witness? Now, some people, Rain, I'm trying to listen, see what I need to say. Some people got a schedule. Don't happen these, it ain't nothing. No. Oh, I'm preaching up here this morning. The wife body belongs to the husband. The husband's body belongs to the wife. And one does not have the right to hold the body back from the other. Now let's see. Number one of the reasons for marriage is for sex. Number two, sex is the responsibility of both parties in the marriage. Number three, no sex is a serious risk to the marriage. Y'all missed that. No sex is a serious risk to the marriage. Boy, y'all act like I think I'm in romper room. Y'all done got so quiet up on me up in here. So I'm in the book. See, one thing about it, if it's in the book, we gonna talk about it. No sex in the marriage causes some serious risk of infidelity. I dare not say a husband does not have a right to go outside of his marriage. A wife does not have the right to go outside. But let me tell you, sometimes you could just open up the door and just lead them out there, though. Oh, see, y'all don't want to hear that, but I'm telling the truth. Verse 5. Defraud ye not, except it be with consent for a time, that you may what? Give yourselves to what? Fasting and prayer, and do what? Come together again, that what? Incontinency. You hear what the Bible said? The Bible said that a husband must get his wife approval to be able to fast and pray and abstain from sex. Oh, y'all done got quiet on me now. A husband must get the wife approval, and a wife, you know, I done been around the church. Oh, you get these spirits. Well, the Lord just want me to go fast and pray. No, you supposed to get your wife or your husband consent. Can I get a witness there? See, don't get so spiritual that you get unscriptural. The Bible says that the husband or wife must consent to that. And if they consent, the Bible says get back together immediately. So the devil won't what? The devil won't tempt you. Shutting down the bedroom can lead to wandering eyes outside of the house. Oh, man. I know y'all, boy, we didn't plan to end the dating game like this. I know, but God did. I'm trying to, because the Bible says the marriage bed is undefiled. But the homemonger, now let's deal with that. Go back to Hebrews 13. For all those ones that like to just think that they could just lay around as it ain't, as if it's nothing to do. Can I get a witness? Say safe sex.
Safe sex.
Are y'all okay?
God
endorses his delight. That's how God feels about sex and marriage. Number two, how God will deal with those who have unsafe sex. God encourages sex at our duty. Y'all see that? Do not disturb. Amen. That's what God's intent for husband and wife. But now, God will deal with the whoremonger and the adulterer. Now, y'all got Hebrews 13 and 4 again? Marriage is what? Honorable in all, and the bed what? Undefiled, but who? 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 And who will judge? Now listen up, we're almost through. God will judge the men and women that have unsafe sex. God's program for safe sex is marriage. Can I get a witness? Having sex before marriage, having sex with somebody else outside of your marriage is all considered unsafe sex.